Now that you've set these intentions, I want you to think about the things that are currently happening in your life that are preventing you from getting to a place where you can get these intentions going in your family. We're going to take a few minutes and talk about the no's, right? Those are things that you should say no to, things that keep you from achieving those goals, from accomplishing your intentions. Those are the no's. So those are the things you press your button to.
No, no.
Right?
No.
And Elder Oaks has a really great quote. He says, "Some uses of individual and family time are better and others are best. We have to forgo some good things to choose some that are better or best." That's a revolutionary concept, right? Because we are homeschool moms. We're women of the church. We're women, right? We like to help people. We like to make people happy. We like to volunteer. We like to, I don't know, sometimes I don't like to volunteer, but generally speaking, we like to go out of our way to help others. And the thing is, helping others is not a bad thing. Helping others is a very good thing. But if helping others or whatever else it is that you decide that are keeping you from accomplishing your intentions are keeping you from doing these better and best things, those are the things to say no to. And you know what? This is the other thing. So I told you about my one grandma with her bathroom quote, right, and how much that impacted my life. My other grandma really impacted my life by pointing out to me times and seasons, right? There is a time and a season to everything. And just because you're saying no to something right now does not mean that you will always have to say no to that thing. There are things that we want to accomplish maybe personally that now's just not the right time for it.